Bar Tea, in the past I've said all great adventures start with a cup of gas station coffee, but I tell you what, all good party stuff start with a big old mug of beer.
No argument here. And Don, over the past 10 to 15 years, local breweries have exploded here in the Charlotte area, as well as all over North Carolina. And besides offering something for Carolinians to drink right before those adventures that you're talking about, it's also created tourism, event spaces, and places for celebrations of all sorts of things. One of these North Carolina breweries began up in Asheville, North Carolina, December of 2012. The name of it is Wicked Weed, and Corey Snyder works with Wicked Weed. He's going to join us right now on the Carolina Outdoors. Corey, welcome.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on.
Well, we're glad to have you on. So many breweries, so much beer. What is different about this Wicked Weed beer that started in 2012?
We started up, like you said, 2012. The big idea for us was we wanted to have a strong focus on West Coast-style big hoppy IPAs and create a robust Belgian-style oak-aged sour beer program, and that's what we've done. So I think, you know, we opened up the first sour beer tasting room in the Southeast just a few years ago called the Funkatorium, and that's been a big push for us.
Well, help me out here. What is sour beer?
So sour beer, I know the name can kind of be a bit of a turnoff potentially or misleading, but the basic idea is back in the day before we knew what yeast and bacteria were before the microscope, beer was brewed by mixing up that malted barley and sometimes wheat, some hops and other spices and water, and then they would let it sit out open as opposed to our current sanitary methods of producing beer these days, and then whatever yeast and bacteria were in the air would settle on it and cause that to ferment out. And a lot of times what you get out of it is this little bit of acidity, and that comes from those beneficial bacteria, same stuff that's in yogurt, that give that nice, like, kind of puckering, refreshing taste.
Hey, take us back for any of us Coca-Cola drinkers. This would be an educational opportunity. What does hoppy mean?
Yeah, so hops are the ingredient in beer that produces often a citrusy or floral or tropical fruity aroma and flavor profile, and also add some of that bitterness, that bite that you get from beer that kind of cleans up the end of every sip. So hoppy can mean a couple things. You can either be talking about that level of bitterness, the mouthfeel, or you could be talking about the aroma and flavor components from the hops.
Well, hops is some kind of a strange vegetable that grows on a vine or something, isn't it?
Yeah, so this is the origin of Wicked Weed's name, in fact. So back a long time ago, King Henry VIII said, "Hops are a wicked and pernicious weed destined to ruin beer." And our name is kind of a nod to that, but at the end of the day, we're really turning against that whole saying and making lots of hoppy beers. So, you know, at that time, apparently he had some farms that were growing competing herbs and spices that were used in beer at that time, and was sort of by royal decree trying to have an impact on the hop business.
Well, we're against him, so we're for hops, right?
I certainly am for hops. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm learning a little bit here, Don.
Where do you grow hops?
There's a lot of hop growing going on in Germany, in that area in Europe, but primarily in the U.S. we're growing them in the Oregon and Washington area. We've also got some Southern Hemisphere hops that have been coming to fore recently. Australia and New Zealand grow a lot as well. You need a lot of water and a lot of sun and not a lot of humidity. It's kind of tough in the Carolinas.
Wow.
Yep, we're out.
Listen, all kind of good stuff going on with Wicked Weed. Corey Snyder's on to tell us all about it. We're getting an education on beer, this alcoholic beverage that we're celebrating right now on the Carolina Outdoors. And there's something going on this fall. I guess it's a new release with Wicked Weed. It's called the Hop Cocoa Porter. What is that thing all about?
Yeah, so Hop Cocoa is a cool beer for us. We wanted to create something that was a little bit unique in the porter category. It's not exactly traditional, but it's super tasty. The idea is it's a nice, easy-drinking, fairly dry porter, but we add cocoa nibs, which is the primary ingredient that makes chocolate. So it gives it this nice, roasty, cocoa kind of flavor, and it's also got a little bit of a citrusy hop component going on. I like to describe it in the terms of those foil-wrapped chocolate treats that's in the shape of an orange that you whack on the table. It's got this really nice light citrusy component. So yeah, we're rolling that beer out in partnership with you guys, with Jesse Brown's and with some of our retail partners. It's going to be at 200 East Bland Street in the parking lot across from Hot Taco. That's October 20th from 12 to 6. It's free to the public.
How many different kinds of beers are you guys cranking out?
So Wicked Weed is one of the most prolific breweries that I know of. As far as the beers that see the market every year that leave Asheville and come down to Charlotte, let's say, I think this year we'll be bringing down about 65 unique brands. And our brewers up there in our 5.5 years or so, as far as my last count, have produced something around 520 different recipes. So we're having a good time experimenting and creating new things and finding out what people like.
How often do they crank one out that everybody says, we ain't ever doing that again?
I know that this coming from the Wicked Weed rep is going to sound suspect, but I have to say that it is pretty rare that I drink something from Wicked Weed that is a turnoff. But sometimes they get a little over experimental, I would say. But I've been pretty excited about everything.
Hey, his name is Corey Snyder. He is with Wicked Weed. He's joining us here on the Carolina Outdoors with Don Yeager, Bill Barty. We hang our hats over at Jesse Brown's, and jessebrowns.com is one of the places that you can subscribe to this podcast with the outdoor guys. You can also see cool events that are going on with Jesse Brown's, including this celebration with Wicked Weed. It's going to be taking place on October 20th, just like Corey said, from 12 to 6 over there on East Bland Street. Everyone is invited. Corey, I mentioned that Wicked Weed started December of 2012 in Asheville, North Carolina. I don't want to skim over this, though, because they were acquired in 2017 by Anheuser-Busch. And that, I guess, kicked off some controversy, but I'm not sure. Is it real controversy or is it just beer snob controversy?
Well, I hesitate to use any particular terms to describe folks, but I would say that it has been a small number of pretty loud voices. Overall, most of the beer drinking public seems to definitely be on board and understand the decision we made. I get a lot of high fives these days about it. So at the end of the day, I understand, you know, it's like when your favorite small band gets picked up by a major record label, and things might feel a little different at first, but people have really realized that at the end of the day, our product has only improved, and you know, we're our employees are much happier. From my perspective, it's been a pretty fantastic deal. So, yeah, the controversy at this point is, you know, we're a year and a half out, and it's pretty well died down, and you know, we're getting people back in the game that fell off, and still have lots of fans, so I've been pretty excited about it.
Well, speaking of bands, you're going to have bands out there on October 20th. Who's going to be keeping us entertained with some music?
Yeah, so we've got a pretty cool country roots rock, really high energy band out there. It's Matt Minshew and the Highbinders, so they'll be on for a couple of sets, and we're going to have a DJ that keeps things going when they're not on. Lots of really fun activities going on. We're going to have my friends at Skydive Carolina will be out with some doing some gear demos and running a raffle for a free tandem skydive. Arikion Yoga will be out there, and South of the Bully Dog Rescue will be out doing an adoptable drive. So you can go out and pet some puppies, too.
Those Skydive Carolina people always try to get me to jump off a truck or something with a parachute on, but
don't
never
be scared,
I'm a
Bill.
Instructor, too. I can take you anytime, brother.
Say, Bill.
You what?
Hold my beer. Watch this.
Yeah.
Well, let's do them in a different order. Make your tandem skydive and then have a beer.
Okay.
Oh, that's
that'll be the reward, brave, for being brave there, Bill.
That's the voice of reason right there, Corey Snyder, who, when he is not selling Wicked Weed and representing them well out of Asheville, North Carolina, Corey, you get up there in the air a little bit yourself and fly some airplanes and maybe jump out of some. Don't do those in any particular order either, right?
Yeah, well, it's with those three activities, you really need to pick one and leave the other stuff behind. If you're flying, you probably don't want to jump out, and if you're drinking beer, you don't want to do either of those two things.
Listen, tell us how to join in on this October 20th event. Jesse Brown's will be out there, so we know we can go to jessebrowns.com, click on events, and we'll have information there. But where else can we buy VIP tickets and get more information as we delve in to this big party on Saturday, October 20th from 12 to 6?
Yeah, so I think your best bet is to go on eventbrite.com. So that's eventbrite.com. And search for Camp Hop Cocoa. And note that's a H-O-P, not hot cocoa, but hop cocoa. So there you'll find some of the details on the event and what's going on, what we're going to have available for folks to do. And then also have access to those VIP tickets you mentioned. So we've got a limited number. They're going to be $15 a piece. That gets you a commemorative ceramic Wicked Weed hop cocoa mug, as well as the opportunity to taste four different very rare Wicked Weed sour beers, and also access to a VIP bar so you can skip the lines. So it'll be a pretty cool opportunity.
Corey Snyder, you're too cool. Thank you for coming on with the Carolina Outdoor Guys and sharing all that Wicked Weed has to offer, especially down here in the Charlotte area.
Nice. Well, it was a pleasure. Thank you very much for having me on.
Well, we're glad to do it. Off he goes. That's Corey Snyder with Wicked Weed. We'd also like to say thanks to Mary Beth Martin for joining us from the Earl Scruggs Center. She was on one of our other segments earlier. They have a whole bunch of things going on over there, as well as the 151st North Carolina State Fair. Thanks to Heather Overton for coming on to tell us all the good things that we can eat, see, and do up in Raleigh during the North Carolina State Fair.
Bill, when's the South Carolina State Fair?
It's going on right now as well. Both of the fairs are in conjunction, one in Columbia, South Carolina, one in Raleigh, North Carolina. They're both going through October 21st. So stay tuned for next week's segments when we'll get the South Carolina people on to tell us all the cool things happening in Columbia after the rains. Listen, special thanks to TJ Boggs for Don Yeager. I'm Bill Barty saying get outdoors, pick up your trash. We'll see you next week right here on the Carolina Outdoors.